Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about all of the people these days that are trying to change the meaning of things in the Bible. Listen as we start there today.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When the people of God fail to be faithful, when they will not teach it to their children, that's why, parents, you need to have a family altar in which you teach the Word, read the Word, and pray with your kids. If they're living in your house, continue to do so. Rather, allow yourself to get immersed in the Word of God so that you'll get to the point you can teach it, not only to your children, not only to your neighbors, but to those that you come in contact with on a daily basis. And so, today you have people that, rather than to teach the Word, they just go to church, hoping the church will do it. Then they let their children tell them where to go to church. And the standards of the home, they relax them. And parents get upset with the church because they have standards. The same standards that parents at one time claimed to have. Their spirit is simply not steadfast with God. And that's the problem in the local churches today. Now, since judgment begins at the house of God, how soon is it on American churches that have compromised the Bible and the name of Christ? You compromise the name of Christ by saying, oh, there's many roads to heaven. When the Bible tells us in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Well, the Bible with many new translations, but in the last days especially, in the tribulation, we see Revelation 6:9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain. Why were they slain? For the word of God and for the testimony which they held. For staying true to the word, proclaiming the word, and their testimony of Jesus Christ, they were put to death in the tribulation. But we'll see it happening today. You see, too many intellectuals, even in fundamental colleges, try to change things to mean something other than what they are. They attack the word of God. I'm doing a 1 John study, and it'll be on our website, but 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Oh, those are not in the old manuscript. You know what? I found at least 12 places where they go back to even 200 A.D. And they don't like that because it's not intellectual in their sight. Well, look, when God proves himself, accept his proof, his wisdom is greater than the intellect of man. The intellect of man is foolishness with God. It's a shame when Christian colleges begin to deny the preservation of the scriptures. Now, some of them, I get a kick out of this, but I had somebody got upset with me and said, when I said, you know, instead of calling myself a fundamentalist, I think I'll call myself a biblicist, because you have Muslims, you have those that speak in tongues, and so many other areas that are calling themselves fundamentalists today. I want them to be clear that I'm a biblicist. The Bible's the authority. Search the scriptures to see if those things are so that we're teaching. I'm a biblicist. Well, evidently, the president of college they attended had come out with the word biblicist, and so they said, you shouldn't use that term. So-and-so used that term. I'm not following a man, I'm following God. In a sense, I am following the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what's so funny about that college was that they don't believe that the Word of God was preserved at first. They said, well, the Word of God is preserved in heaven, Psalms 119:89. But when we started throwing out a bunch of different verses that showed that it's also preserved in heaven and earth, then they said, oh, yes, it's preserved in all the manuscripts, all the corrupted manuscripts, as well as the ones from which we get our King James Bible, the Textus Receptus, and Masoretic. But then they'd say, well, there's a difference. Those corrupted manuscripts are always better than those from which the TR and the Masoretic. You see, they have been so deceived by Satan. It's not that they're on purpose opposing God. They just don't know. And their wisdom has become foolishness in God's sight. I can remember working in high school. A man watched me work at a grocery store who was doing some work for the grocery store on the side, who was an electrician. He actually owned the company. And he watched me work for a couple of nights, and for whatever reason, he liked my work, and he liked it better than he did anybody else's, and he even made a comment of, you continue to work, you don't stop and goof off, and you work about twice as fast and as hard as anybody else. Well, that might, I don't know if that was really true or not, but that, in his sight, that's the way it was. And so he wanted me to come to work for him. He says, I'll train you to be an electrician so that when you go out in life, you'll be able to work anywhere. You'll have a vocation. You'll have something. It'll take care of you, your family, blah, blah, blah. And I asked him, well, how many hours can you give me? Well, the store I was working in, grocery store, you get away with it in those days, I guess. I was working about 40 hours a week. Now, they couldn't do that to a high school kid today. But I worked about 40 hours a week. He said, well, I can't pay you what they're paying you. I can't pay you that. Well, I saw the moment. I didn't see past the moment. Well, I get this much money for working grocery store, and that's all I get for him? Forget it. Well, when I went to college, I was working minimum wage job trying to feed my wife and children. When I could have had an electrical license, been an electrician, and made a lot more money with a lot less hours. But you see, all I could see was the moment and not the long term. Too many people are seeing the moment of the world and its pleasures and its ways and its acceptance and its popularity, and they're not seeing eternity. They're not seeing eternity at all. The failure in today's fundamental local church is they have failed to be steadfast with God. Altar decisions, if they're made, are abandoned almost as quickly as they were made. Some have abandoned commitments to God faster than the world abandons its commitments to their marital partner. What a shame. Local churches are filled with spiritual adulterers and adulteresses. And our children are followed by the world trying to draw them away, and we're simply standing by and allowing it. And so we see our children, followed by our country, all of them are on a fast track to hell. Yet, you can turn it around. You can turn it around. See, we need to have restoration, or we'll have ruin. I've seen too many. I've seen way too many who have gone to church for many years, held offices, and then all of a sudden they get frozen in their seat. Maybe the Holy Spirit spoke to them in a few messages and they fought it, and now they don't even get moved. And you think, you know, we call it an altar. It really should be a mourner's bench. It's where we come down and we talk with God. In the older days, they called it the mourner's bench. That's when parents would go down, they'd cry for a wayward son or daughter, for people they worked with that weren't saved, and they would go there. They'd go down and they'd bring things of spiritual life that needed to be dealt with in their own hearts. Maybe they confessed sin. Maybe they were making commitments to the Lord and seeking His help and guidance. But now some feel like that they are so spiritually mature that that's beneath their dignity to walk down an altar with any kind of regularity, let alone at all. What a shame. What a shame that is. Those infantile attitudes. Such a time when they ought to be at a point where they could take the meat of God's word. They still need the milk in to learn the first step. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. Well, let's move on because we want to finish out this book. We go on to verses 20 and 21. And then we read, but Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. What a great thing that is. So, when we look today, we see politicians. They make a V sign with their fingers indicating theirs is the victory. Athletes do the same after games. And we as Christians sing victory in Jesus. But today I submit to you that the greatest victory of the ages is the victory that was secured by the love of God. I like how Romans chapter 5, verses 7 through 9 states that. I think it states so well that it's important that we learn it for ourselves. For there we read, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, what a great, do you realize how profound that statement is? Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, not our work, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's why I always say, when I sign my letters, I sign them in Christ. I'm delivered through him. Some may die for a good person or a righteous man. But in verse 8, he said, while we were yet sinners, at our worst, in our worst estate, as bad as we could be, Christ died for us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.